Charlie, Charlie Madison, Madison. Date of birth is I don't have a date of birth yet. Okay, this is an 88-year-old that he was seen on the 12th, 88-year-old gentleman who has been very healthy all of his life, has been married 67 years. He has 5 children with his wife. He underwent a total aortic valve replacement of 724 with history of heart disease. This is the first time he was ever hospitalized. He also had hypernatremia and seizure related to his hypernatremia period. Patient since then has become very weak, is using the walker to get around, sitting in the chair most of the day, requires help of his daughter who's staying with him, Donna, to be able to get around. He has lost weight. He has lost weight. He feels tired all the time. He's lost over 30 pounds. He's now become ADL dependent, wears a diaper. He also has episodic, what looks like TIA or lacunar strokes, where he's difficult to arouse and has a hard time being aroused for at least 24 to 48 hours. This does not appear to be related to seizures, even though he does have seizure disorder and he's on seizure medication, period. Allergy, C-list, medication, C-list, social, never smoke, never drank, worked for a mental health company, drove patients around, history of UTI, history of hypernatremia recently and subsequent hospitalization for that. Vaccinations up to date. Family history, history of heart disease. Mom and dad died of old age, but they both had heart issues. On exam, blood pressure is 120 over 70, pulse is 88, respiration is 18, and febrile O2 sat 94%. Heart positive, swollen positive, ST. Lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, but decreased turgor noted, severe muscle wasting noted, neurological movement in all 4 extremities without any concern. 88-year-old gentleman who has had total change in his condition since his hospitalization in the summer of 2024 for a total abdominal valvular percutaneous total abdominal valvular replacement, TAVR, history of heart disease, has become very thin, has lost tremendous amount of weight, is now chair-bound, has severe debility, bouts of confusion, multiple lacunar infarcts, decreased appetite. He wears a diaper, now ADL dependent for sure, lives with his daughter, recently finished a course of antibiotic for urinary tract infection. Uses a walker, was able to use a walker after his hospitalization, but since then has become much more chair and bed bound now. Patient and family has requested no more hospitalization. Patient meets the criteria for severe physical disability under hospice and palliative care at age 88. This will be arranged for patient to get his medications and his care at home till he passes on. Most likely he has less than 6 months to live given the change in his condition from July of 2024. That's it. Thank you for him. Let's just do another one. His wife's name is Lucy, L-U-C-Y, Madison, M-A-D-I-S-O-N. I don't have a date of birth. She's an 86-year-old woman with history of CHF, dementia, weight loss, left leg blood clot. Foot swelling, recurrent. Patient was patient's dementia has gotten to the point that she's bowel and bladder incontinence is difficult to take care of at home. Nevertheless, Donna, their daughter, is the primary caregiver for them. She's lost a tremendous amount of weight, become ADL dependent, and bowel and bladder incontinence. She was a CNA at one time, worked for a hospital in the Heights, H-E-I-G-H-T-S, period, allergy, non-medication, C list provided, review of system, very confused, very weak, ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, very high risk of fall, use a walker to get around, vaccinations up to date, social, no smoking, no drinking, use married, 67 years, has 5 children. Patient has had a change in her condition in the past 4 to 6 weeks with significant weight loss and decreased mentation. She's no longer, at times, she's not oriented to person, place, or time, period. She also had a CBA 10 years ago with a right-sided weakness surgery, hysterectomy. She requires lorazepam for... anxiety and sundowner syndrome. She also takes metformin 500 milligram along with the medication list provided earlier for her blood sugar. Last blood sugars was 130. She has 5 children. Last hospitalization took place for a blood clot in her lungs and in her heart. Also has a history of atrial fibrillation, red leg swelling, allergy, penicillin. Review of system, shortness of breath, weakness associated with end-stage dementia symptoms and weight loss, as was noted above. Blood pressure is 130 over 88, pulse is 92, respiration is 1802, so that's 92%, 94%. Heart positive, some positive, still no sign of atrial fibrillation. Lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, right-sided, edema noted, pedal edema noted. Assessment, number one, 86-year-old woman with history of dementia, recent hospitalization for CHF, left-sided blood clot, now with left-sided leg swelling, both bilateral leg swelling, left greater than right. The status was cardiac cath, where a blood clot was found in her heart. Patient has taken a turn for worse in the past 2 to 3 weeks with decreased weight of over 15 pounds. Weakness, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinency, change in mental status to the point that she's no longer oriented to a person, place, or time. For this reason, patient is seeking palliative. Patient and daughter and husband are seeking palliative care at home, which will be provided to patient. Most likely has less than 6 months to live, given the changes in her condition associated with known Alzheimer's dementia. Thank you.